Lutnick challenges EU's digital chokehold on US tech giants in high-stakes Brussels meeting. By John Carney on November 24, 2025. US Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick stepped directly into the center of European policymaking on Monday, pressing EU leaders to ease what Washington views as an increasingly punitive regulatory regime targeting American technology firms. On his first official trip to Brussels since the July trade agreement, Lutnick made the administration's position explicit. Any movement on steel and aluminum tariffs, an urgent priority for Europe's manufacturers, will depend on reforms to the bloc's digital regulatory framework and resolution of multi-billion euro cases against US tech companies. Our suggestion is that the European Union and their trade ministers deeply consider trying to analyze their digital rules. Try to come away with a balance, Lutnick said at a joint appearance with U.S. Trade Representative Jamieson Greer and EU Trade Chief Maro Sefcovic. A person familiar with the discussions said Lutnick told European officials that the bloc's regulatory system has tilted heavily against American companies. A $1 trillion opening, if Europe changes course. Lutnick argued that scaling back the EU's regulatory chokehold on U.S. firms could unlock massive investment. If they take the foot off this regulatory framework and make it more inviting for our companies, they can get the benefit of hundreds of billions, possibly $1 trillion of investment, Lutnick told Bloomberg Television. He added that such a shift would add a point and a half to European GDP, according to AFP. The Commerce Secretary pointed specifically to ongoing antitrust actions against firms such as Google, which faces an EU penalty approaching 3 billion euros. Let's settle the outstanding cases, Lutnick told Bloomberg. Let's put them behind us. Let's come up with a reasonable framework where these companies can grow and build. Washington, EU digital rules target US firms. The Trump administration has long contended that the Digital Services Act, Digital Markets Act, and related competition rulings impose obligations structured in ways that overwhelmingly ensnare American companies. Greer noted that the EU's thresholds often include criteria met only by US firms, that compliance can become challenging, and that fines can be quite large, Bloomberg reported. He also pointed to what he described as quite aggressive enforcement. Lutnick directly linked US tariff policy to the regulatory debate. In exchange for that, we will come up with a cool steel and aluminum deal, he told Bloomberg Television. Europe under pressure from its own industry. The issue has grown more acute for European manufacturers since the July trade deal set a 15% baseline tariff on most EU goods. The administration has since widened its 50% metals tariffs to include products that contain steel and aluminum, not only the base materials. Many machines that have been produced can't be delivered to the US and our companies are suffering from considerable declines in sales, German Economy Minister Katharina Reich told reporters, according to Bloomberg. EU officials pushed back. A European Commission spokesperson said the bloc maintains its sovereign right to legislate. AFP reported, while Sefcovic told Bloomberg the rules are not discriminatory and not aimed at American companies. Shared concerns, but one non-negotiable US priority. The meeting also addressed broader strategic issues, including Chinese overcapacity in steel and vulnerabilities in rare earth and chip supply chains. We didn't only discuss bilateral issues, but also some of the challenges we are facing together, the overcapacity, China's role in the global economy and other issues where we have to join forces, said Danish Foreign Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen, whose country holds the rotating EU presidency, according to AFP. But Lutnick's core message remained unchanged. A stronger transatlantic partnership requires a fair regulatory environment for American technology companies. For European governments confronting sluggish growth and mounting frustration from their industrial sectors, the choice is now in plain view: maintain the current regulatory path or pursue the investment and economic expansion that Washington says could follow from a reset.